This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. The show's your connection to local music and more. And on the show today, Carl Kramer, who is director of the School of Music at the University of Illinois. He is also the person who had the idea to create the Allerton Music Barn Festival, which is coming up on Labor Day weekend, September 3rd through the 7th. Quite a number of quite interesting and varied performances involving primarily University of Illinois faculty, but a lot of guests as well. We'll be hearing samples of the music from those concerts and, of course, hear about them. And perhaps a bit more from Carl on the show today. It's Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. Those were three of the movements from the Suite Parisienne by Brian Kelly, performed by a group called Brass Ring. The tubist of Brass Ring is Carl Kramer. Carl Kramer is now the director of the School of Music at the University of Illinois and is with us here on Live and Local today to talk about the Allerton Music Barn Festival, which is coming up on Labor Day weekend with lots of interesting concerts from which we will hear some samples as well. Thanks for coming in, Carl.
Oh, good afternoon, Kelly, or Kevin.
Yeah, that's fine.
Thinking about Brian Kelly and Kevin Kelly. And there you go.
Yeah, that's okay. Usually when people mix me up and call me Keith for some reason, which I really don't like, but that's okay.
Well, we both have the same initials, 2K.
Yeah, that's not too bad. The middle is a little different. Neither of us has a K in the middle, which is probably good for both of us. Before we talk about the Allerton Music Barn Festival, you've been at the School of Music at the U of I for how long now?
This is the beginning of my eighth year.
Really? That long? Yeah. I didn't realize it had been there. And when you got here, did you have goals in mind for the school, or did you wait to get the lay of the land and then create some goals? Because you've definitely had a number of agenda items you've been working on over the years, in particular the one that I have noticed most obviously being the development of the jazz program.
Well, certainly the jazz program was something that was in the forefront coming in, for sure. I think when I was interviewing for the position and had mentioned to the faculty and to some of the senior administrators that were interviewing me, the dean, Kathleen Conlon at the time, and Richard Herman, who was then the provost, I talked to them quite a bit about the fact that Chicago was such an important center of the development of jazz and that the flagship university in the state of Illinois, for all intents and purposes, had really no jazz program. We had a couple ensembles and we taught a class here and there in improvisation, but there was no systematic degree program. And I thought that was very important for a school like Illinois, which is a comprehensive institution and a flagship school, to have a jazz program. So that was certainly coming in one of the important things. And some of the other divisions just needed some rebuilding, quite frankly. There had been several retirements at the time that I came in, and so I had some opportunity to do some hiring, and things have gone well.
And when did you have this idea for the Allerton Music Barn Festival?
Well, the first thing that happens when you come to Illinois as a senior administrator is they take you out to Allerton for a weekend, and they have a whole bunch of lectures and seminars on how the university works and all those kinds of things. And you have some free time to walk around the park a little bit and get to know things. And I met my first visit out there during this weekend, I met David Scable, who was the director at that time of Allerton. And he asked me if I wanted to see the park, so we got in his car and we started driving around. And because the bridge is out and has been out, I guess, forever, the south side of the park is not quite as accessible as it used to be, because the main entrance of the park, which is on Allerton Road, is no longer the main entrance because the bridge is not usable. So they have bring everybody in the back. So David took me around out Allerton Road and showed me this complex of buildings, a big red brick house, which Allerton actually used to live in before the mansion was finished, and this huge Dutch hay barn, which is, you know, right next to the house. And we went in the barn, and it was full of trash and old farm implements and barrels of chemicals and all kinds of pigeon guano, many years of that. And it just seemed to me that there was actually only the only access to the where the concert hall is now was through a round a metal circular staircase that we had, a ladder that had to climb up into, and then you pop your head up through the floor, and that's how you get to that level. And so I did that, and I got up into that level, and it just felt to me like it would be a really fabulous concert space. It reminded me quite a bit of my student days at Yale, when I participated in the Yale at Norfolk Chamber Music Festival. And the Norfolk building is bigger. It holds about 500-600 people, but it's very similar in its look and construction. And I thought it would just, if we could get it cleaned up and get the roof fixed a little bit and build some staircases for exit and entrance, it would just be a great space. Acoustically, we had to do nothing to it. It was just perfect.
What possessed them to have you look in the barn in the first place?
I don't know. You know, David and I were just walking around and looking at all the buildings. There's actually another barn right behind the big one where the concert hall is that I'd eventually like to, when we get a summer program going out there, a school, four or 6 week school program, to use for practice rooms and rehearsal rooms. And I don't know, David was just showing me everything, and we stumbled into it.
And you must have had to use a pretty good imagination to look past whatever was up there, I would think. Or was it just that obvious? Or did you just say something when you popped your head through and heard the acoustic and thought,
I did. I climbed up onto the second level, and David came up, and I just looked at him. I said, David, this is a perfect chamber music hall. We could do concerts out here. And there's been a history of concerts out at Allerton. I mean, they used to do, not during my tenure, but I know that they used to set up a huge tent and had orchestra concerts, mm-hmm, over near the pond. And, you know, the house, the mansion itself, the big room, the big long room, we've done some concerts over there with the repeats from the jazz festival before the barn was ready. So and I know that they've had a concert series in the sculpture garden. So there's...
Right, yeah, it used to be, for a while, the university's summer festival orchestra, then a couple of years Symphony at a Camera did it, and then the last 4 years they did it, the group I conduct, the Prairie Ensemble, did it on the lawn.
Yeah, exactly.
And those were co-sponsored by WYLL.
Yeah.
Well, they were sponsored by WYLL with participation from these other groups, and I still think it's very sad that concert's gone. It was a great way for people to sort of get out on the lawn. But I have heard from other people, and you just alluded to it a little bit ago, that you have imagined other plans for Allerton, which I think we'll talk about a little bit later. But I want to sneak in some music here. We have some samples from the music of the various programs represented on this year's festival, the first of which, personally, to me, is probably the most intriguing. Why don't you talk about that first, the opening night concert?
Well, we're going to open this year's festival with our first opera, a tango opera by Astor Piazzolla called Maria de Buenos Aires. And it will star Ricardo Herrera, who is on the voice faculty, and Yvonne Redman, also on our voice faculty. And the faculty will be playing in the orchestra, the Tango Orchestra. It's an 11-piece group, and Eduardo Diaz Munoz will be conducting. Ricardo is also the stage director for the opera, and we have tango dancers, and it's a beautiful, beautiful piece. It's a very relative, I mean, as opera goes, relatively short, about an hour and 15 minutes, and we'll have super titles. It's in Spanish, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful piece. Lots of very beautiful music, and you know, the sound of the bandoneon with violin and flute, and it's just gorgeous.
Bandoneon is a type of a fairly large accordion that makes a rather distinctive sound.
Yeah, it actually doesn't have keys on it. It's played with buttons, and that was Piazzolla's instrument. He played, that's what he played.
And he, for those who aren't familiar with his name, although if you used to listen to my show in the morning, I would sneak in Piazzolla kind of as often as I could because I've really gotten to like his music. He pioneered really sort of a concert tango. So is it fair to assume that there are lots of tangos in this piece?
Oh, yeah, almost every number. There's a couple numbers that are in three. So I suppose you could call it a waltz tango, perhaps. But
And the excerpt we're going to hear, Yo Soy María, I Am María, what's the context there? Do you know offhand?
This is just the opening aria for María in the beginning of the opera where she introduces herself to the audience.
And in the performance at Allerton, that role will be sung by Yvonne Redman?
Yes.
And by here is sung by, who is it sung by? Julia Zenko. I'm not sure where she's from, so I'm not sure the exact pronunciation of her name. But Yo Soy María from María de Buenos Aires of Astor Piazzolla here on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Yo soy María de Buenos Aires, de Buenos Aires, María, no ven quién soy yo. María tango, María del arrabal, María noche, María pasión fatal, María del amor, de Buenos Aires, de Buenos Aires, María, yo soy mi ciudad. Del amor de Buenos Aires soy yo.
Music by Astor Piazzolla from his opera María de Buenos Aires, simply means María of Buenos Aires, and Yo Soy María, I Am María, the name of that aria, sung by Julia Zenko, performed by an ensemble led by violinist Gidon Kramer with the bandoneon player Per Arne Glorvigen, and performance heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. You can hear the complete opera and see it in performance as the opening night concert in the Allerton Music Barn Festival, which begins on September the 3rd at Allerton Park in Monticello. It's going to be repeated on Saturday morning. So if you can't get there Thursday night and happen to be somebody who doesn't mind getting up on Saturday morning, then you've got two opportunities there. It's at 8:30 on the 3rd of September and 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, the 5th of September. Yvonne Redman will be singing the role of María. Ricardo Herrera is in that as well. And faculty members from the University of Illinois performing as the orchestra. Carl Kramer is with us on Live and Local here on FM 90.9 to talk about that Allerton Music Barn Festival. Our program today is funded in part by a grant from the Illinois Arts Council, a state agency. Carl, you alluded earlier to a school you'd kind of like to have during the summer at Allerton at some point in the future. We'll talk about that a little bit.
Well, I'd like, you know, we celebrated this year our 60th anniversary of Illinois Summer Youth Music, which is three one-week sessions for students in middle school and high school. And we've been very successful running that for, as I said, for many, many years. And I'd like to eventually expand into a Tanglewood or Aspen type of program where we're attracting college students and pre-professionals in to the campus for some intensive training and concerts in the summer. As you know, once the university closes down, things are a little bit slow. And we've got a lot of great space here. And between the facilities on campus at Krannert and at the School of Music, and with the performance space out at Allerton just being fun and being usable in the summer, I'd really like to try to put together a 4 to 6 week program utilizing our faculty and some guest faculty and get some really top drawer college students and pre-professionals here.
Do you envision additional performances coming out of that?
Absolutely. Whether we started it first as a chamber music program exclusively and then moved into an orchestra type program, I think for some of your listeners who have been out to the Barn site, the Music Barn site, I'd also like to see a big concert hall built there, something similar to what is up at Millennium Park in Chicago, an open band shell, but yet acoustically good enough for a symphony orchestra. There's plenty of space out there. We actually have had a couple site plans done by some of the students in the School of Architecture and Landscape Architecture. So that's also in the future. And we're hoping that perhaps we can tap into some state economic development funds to get something like that off the ground.
Yeah, hopefully there will be state economic development funds for the future.
Well, I'm a glass half full type guy, so I'm hoping there will be.
Well, you have to be if you're going to be working on, if you're going to be a School of Music director, I would think you would have to be to succeed at all.
Well, that's just my nature and my personality. And there's tremendous resources here. I mean, the university supports music really well. I'm the envy of a lot of my colleagues around the country.
The facilities we have and the resources.
The facilities we've got, the resources, the faculty, it really is the complete package.
The Allerton Music Barn Festival continues on Friday the 4th. The second day of it, with the American Brass Band Journal. And we had a little trouble playing a sampler CD you brought along, so unfortunately we don't have yet a selection from that, although I still hope we can find something in our library before the hour is out. But on Saturday the 5th of September, an evening of Czech chamber music, which has on it one of my favorite pieces, probably of any kind, is the piano quintet of Antonín Dvořák. Who had the idea to focus on Czech chamber music for this particular concert?
Well, actually, I was having lunch with Bruno Nettle, and we were talking about we were just talking about some things, and I mentioned to him that I had asked the Pacifica to play on the Saturday evening concert the Dvořák piano quintet, and I think Bruno said to me, "Well, maybe we could do some other Czech pieces," and he volunteered to do a lecture before the concert. As you know, Bruno is Bruno. I mean, he's
well. And for those who don't, Bruno Nettle is a retired but still working ethnomusicologist at the University of Illinois of some considerable prominence. And Pacifica is the Pacifica Quartet, the string quartet in residence at the University of Illinois.
Yeah, and Bruno was born in Prague and has taught courses in Czech music and not just ethnomusicology, but all across the whole gamut.
Sure.
So we started talking, and actually that spurred, in my mind, the idea of doing some pre-concert events before each, which is new this year. Each concert is preceded by a free event, whether it's a lecture. Bruno is going to lecture about Czech music before the Saturday evening concert. The Thursday evening opening night, we're going to have some tango lessons at 6:30.
Excellent.
So come and have some tango lessons, and then you can have some dinner There'll be a caterer out there. You can either bring your own dinner or buy food, and then the concert will start at 8:30. So I started investigating some pieces and, you know, utilizing the faculty that we have, and came up with the Janacek, which our wind faculty will be performing.
What's the Janacek piece?
It's a wind quintet melody, youth for yes. wind. Actually, excuse me, wind sextet.
Yeah, it's a wonderful piece.
Beautiful piece, yeah. And the Smetana Trio, Opus 15. And that will feature Stefan Milenkovich and also our new cellist on the faculty, Dmitry Kuzov, who comes to us from St. Petersburg.
So kind of an all-star bunch of performers on that particular concert.
Right, and also Rochelle Sennett, one of our newest piano faculty members, who's just a phenomenal pianist.
I was about to ask who's the pianist, and I think we'll be talking with her on the program in about a week. We're actually working to have as many of the performers involved in the festival to talk with us on the show and maybe play a piece or two and give some teasers, additional teasers for those concerts, since it's such a wonderful variety of programs.
I was going to say just for the Dvorak Piano Quintet with the Pacifica Quartet, Tim Allen, who is also on our piano faculty, will be playing the piano part in that.
So which one then? Oh, Rochelle is playing in the Smetana Trio.
In the Smetana Piano Trio.
Okay, great. So we have two of the faculty pianists on that concert, which is on Saturday, September 5th, 8:30. The concert starts 6:30 is Bruno Nettles' talk, a program of Czech chamber music. Here's a sample. It's the Dumka movement. A Dumka is sort of an elegy form that Dvorak threw into lots of different pieces. It's quite beautiful, as you will hear. We'll hear part of this. This is a performance by the Takacs Quartet and pianist Andreas Hefliger, music by Dvorak on Live and Local. Healthy dose of the wonderful second movement, the Dumka, from Dvorak's A Major Piano Quintet here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, performed here by the Takacs Quartet with pianist Andreas Hefliger. You can hear it played by the Pacifica Quartet and pianist Timothy Allen at the Allerton Music Barn Festival as part of a concert of Czech chamber music that also includes music by Leoš Janáček and Bedřich Smetana. That's on Saturday, September the 5th at 8:30 with a pre-concert talk at 6:30 by Bruno Nettle about Czech chamber music. And that's part of a five-day-long festival, the Allerton Music Barn Festival from the 3rd through the 7th at Allerton Park in Monticello. This is Live and Local. My guest today is Carl Kramer, who's director of the School of Music at the University of Illinois, who has organized this festival. Take a break here for a moment to give you a few other concerts and performances you can go see and hear in our listening area. There's the weekly session of Irish traditional music tonight at Bentley's Pub in downtown Champaign. That's at 7 o'clock. Donnie Heitler performs weekly at the Great Impasta Restaurant in Urbana. That's at 6 o'clock, solo jazz piano. Donnie, a fixture of the Champaign-Urbana jazz scene for forever and ever. A program called A Millennium of Folk Music. Rich Warren presents songs from medieval times to this moment. That is tonight at the Champaign Public Library from 7 to 9 p.m. Tomorrow at noon, a free concert called Step Into the Music with Philip Johnston and another dancer and a couple of violinists as well at the Mills Breast Cancer Institute. That's tomorrow at noon at the main Carl Clinic campus in Urbana. Unnecessary Farce is being put on by Conklin's Barn 2 Dinner Theater. That's in Goodfield, Illinois, tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday at 6 o'clock and Sunday at noon for brunch. A klezmer concert by a trio called Don't Ask. I think they're a trio. But we had them on the show here a couple months ago. That's at the Heartland Gallery tomorrow night from 7 to 8:30. The Heartland Gallery is on Main Street in downtown Champaign. And the Heartland Festival Orchestra is giving its inaugural concert at Five Points Washington Performing Arts Center in Peoria. It's actually in Washington, technically. That's Friday night at 7:30. And by the way, I just got the announcement of their complete new season. We talked about it here the other day on the show, but it has been announced. And if you want to check that out, go to heartlandfestivalorchestra.org. Those are some of the things that are on our calendar. By all means, send us your items if you're involved with a group or know about concerts or organizations that we should perhaps talk about on the air. The easiest way to get me is to send notices to Will Calendar, W-I-L-L calendar, at illinois.edu. And our programs and calendar are made possible in part by Parkland Art Gallery at Parkland College. The gallery's exhibitions and educational programs are offered free of charge to the public. Artist receptions, interviews with artists, and other special programs are offered to interpret the exhibits. Carl Kramer, we have talked so far about Astor Piazzolla on September 3rd and on the morning of September 5th. We have mentioned the American Brass Band Journal, which actually got some mentions on our program yesterday. We had Scott Schwartz and some of his over-the-shoulder horn players on the show.
Excellent. And Scott will be doing a pre-concert lecture.
Right, at 6:30 yep. on September 4th. And then this program of Czech Chamber Music on Sunday in the morning. It is a program of Bach cantatas. Tell us about that.
Well, this is a tradition we started on in the first year of the festival, and we've been exploring the cantatas of Bach that utilize the trumpet, the clarino. Gottfried Reicha was a friend of Bach's and was the guy who Bach wrote most of his virtuoso trumpet music for. These two cantatas, Cantata 130 and Cantata 149, are both based on texts from the Festival of St. Michael, written in different years, obviously, but written around the same time, the second to third week of September. And so we're not right on it, but we're close. And the pastor Roger Diggs from Grace Lutheran Church will be giving an ecumenical homily during the performance of the two cantatas. And I think the aria we're going to play is one of the bass aria from Cantata 130, and Ricardo Herrera will be singing it that morning.
And the trumpet player will be?
The trumpet player will be Jake Walburn on our faculty. Actually, okay. There are three trumpets, believe it or not, in this in Cantata 130. Three trumpets and timpani, a very rare kind of scoring for Bach.
But that's a grand combination, though.
It's a battle aria. It's very beautiful and very virtuosic, as you'll hear in a minute.
Ludwig Guttler is the trumpet soloist here in this performance on Live and Local. An aria from Cantata 130 by Johann Sebastian Bach, a performance here by bass, where did his name go? Hermann Christian Polster, Trumpet soloist is Ludwig Göttler, along with Kurt Zandau and Hans Stiefel. And you can hear a performance by bass baritone Ricardo Herrera on a program of all Bach cantatas on Sunday morning, September the 6th, part of the Allerton Music Barn Festival. And if you feel that you'll be missing church that morning, as Carl Kramer pointed out, there will be an ecumenical homily given by Roger Diggs of Grace Lutheran Church in Champaign during
Kevin,
the event.
And Kevin, in addition to that, Roger will be leading a nature walk preceding the concert.
Well, that is a great, good way to commune with God if you want to go that way as well.
Yeah, that starts at 8 o'clock, and Roger is a very well-known birder, and we'll be walking through some of the trails at Allerton, and he'll be pointing out birds and various kinds of other wildlife.
You know, I did see that on the advance notice, and I had not known that about Roger. I know Roger, but I didn't know he was a birder.
Yeah.
And by the way, you can take that as big G or small G God as you choose, that earlier reference. On Sunday night, a concert by one of the guests at the festival, not on the University of Illinois faculty, pianist Boris Berman.
Boris is on the faculty at the Yale School of Music, a very famous Russian pianist, graduate of the Moscow Conservatory. And he'll be doing a Chopin and Prokofiev concert.
That includes some of excerpts from Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, the piano version of Romeo and Juliet.
And we had hoped to play an excerpt. We're running a bit out of time, so we're going to leave that as the mention. He's a wonderful player. Is there a pre-concert talk for that one as well?
Actually, there's a post-concert
event
for after Boris's performance, and that is some of the faculty from the astronomy department are going to be coming out with telescopes, and we're going to do a stargaze. And we're praying for no clouds.
There you go. Well, let's see. I don't have the forecast that far out, so we'll just continue that effort. The West Coast Sound, the name of the concert, on Monday morning, on Labor Day morning at 10 in the morning. What's that about?
Well, the West Coast Sound was developed by Shorty Rogers and Jerry Mulligan and Chet Baker in the late 50s, the cool jazz movement in Los Angeles. And so we're going to be exploring some of the various compositions that Chet and Shorty Rogers and Jerry Mulligan composed.
And that's with performers from the incredibly expanded University of Illinois Jazz faculty. What a faculty you've developed.
I've had a lot of help. A lot of help. A lot of support from the university, and they work well together, and it'll be a real treat to hear all of them perform together.
Here's a tune by Jerry Mulligan. It's called Line for Lions. That's L-Y-O-N-S. Who's the Lions refer to? You know?
You know, I'm not exactly sure.
Maybe we'll look it up while we're listening. This is a three-baritone saxophone band. Baritone saxophonist Glenn Wilson will be among the performers on this concert. This is Ronnie Kuber, hoping I'm saying his name right, Nick Brignola, and Gary Smolyan on the saxes, with bassist Andy McKee and drummer Joe Farnsworth. Called Line for Lions by Jerry Mulligan. We have, pardon my pronunciation if they're not quite right, Ronnie Kuber, Nick Brignola, and Gary Smolyan, the baritone sax players, bassist Andy McKee, and drummer Joe Farnsworth in this disc on Live and Local on FM 90.9. That among the tunes on a concert called The West Coast Sound, referring to jazz sound. On Monday, Labor Day, September 7th at 10 in the morning, part of the Allerton Music Barn Festival. That's the final day of the festival. the final concert of the festival. We actually mentioned on this program when Jeffrey McGee of the University of Illinois faculty was with us talking about Irving Berlin and others, called The Great American Songbook. That's at 8:30 that night, and Jeff McGee giving the pre-concert talk at 6:30 with some demonstrations. Carl Kramer, director of the UI School of Music, is with us here. Tell us a little bit more about that concert.
Well, The Great American Songbook, all the composers and songs that we've grown up with and love in the early 20th, mid 20th, and even some into the late 20th century. It's going to be, we have two vocalists, Lizanne Lyons coming up from Miami and Brian Perry coming down from Chicago. And a lot of the arrangements are being done by the faculty. So it's not only will you hear them play, but you hear the fruits of their labor in the arrangements and the compositions.
And where'd you find the soloist? How'd you find the soloist?
Chip McNeil knows both of them and put them together. I think they've done one or two performances together in the past. So there's a nice interaction between the two of them.
And Chip McNeil is head of the jazz studies program at the University of Illinois. What do you call the program officially?
Officially, it's just called the Jazz Division. The school is made up of various divisions, musicology and music education and performance and jazz studies.
And you have by now just about every reasonable jazz instrument represented with at least one faculty member.
We do. We're hoping to add a guitar faculty member to our roster soon, but not yet.
It's coming. Many good things coming, and many great things on this festival. Congratulations for developing such a fascinating looking festival for this year.
Well, thanks, Kevin. I appreciate that.
And thanks very much for coming on the show. We're going to go out with Ella Fitzgerald singing. You had an interesting way of introducing the song to me just a minute ago.
The theme song of every freelance musician. Nice work if you can get it.
And yeah, exactly. I was going to ask you why, but it's just clicked. Exactly. Carl, thanks very much for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
And we'll have you again to talk about whatever else comes up at the School of Music at the University of Illinois.
Look forward to it.
This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. Here's Ella Fitzgerald.
Holding hands at midnight, neath the starry skies. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one boy, sigh and sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine some.